for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia, and yet again, today we have another phenomenal guest with me. So before we get on with the episode, I'd like to share a little story. So a friend of mine once shared that he actually saved himself from a big accident just based on a feeling. So I wondered why and how is that even possible? And when I inquired even more, when I looked into it a little bit more, it wasn't just him, and I found out that there were so many other people who had similar experiences. So that got me really thinking about what exactly is a gut feeling? What exactly is intuition? Can everybody have this experience? So to answer these questions, I have a phenomenal human being with me today. His name is Mr. David Taylor. He is a renowned and leading psychic in the UK. He's been in this industry for about 28 years or more. He is a tarot card reader, astrologer, numerologist, and so many other things that he has under his belt. So I would love to get this conversation started and to know a little bit more about what exactly is this gut feeling or intuition that we all talk about. So welcome to the show, Mr. David.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. I truly, truly appreciate it. So, sir, can you tell us what exactly is gut feeling or what exactly is intuition? Are they both the same or are they different?
I think they're similar. You know, there's no real difference, really. It's just a feeling that comes from inside which tells you to do something, which is not always logical.
Right.
Really. I mean, you were saying about someone whose life was saved. I don't have that sort of experience particularly, but I remember many, many years ago, I lived in Stafford in the Midlands in the UK, and I was going to work one day, or took the same route every day. And this particular day, I decided to just turn right instead of going through the town. I got work a little bit later, a couple of minutes later than normally do. It was only later on I found there was a massive traffic jam in the middle of town, which had held me up for about an hour or so. So it was just something I felt I needed to do at the time, and this is what it's all about. You know, it's doing something that you feel is right. Most people ignore it. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You know, yeah. Think, oh, that's silly. I'm not doing that. But I've been through these situations all my life and followed the same sort of, generally follow the same thing. I mean, intuition is not just to do with big things. Because we all think, you know, intuition is all to do with major events in your life. And it's not. You know, it's like letting that voice tell you what to do. For instance, you know, you get to my age, you start forgetting things. You know, you forget names and words and this sort of thing. And I found nowadays that if I stop trying to remember what the name was, within a relatively short space of time, when I'm doing something else, it comes to me. And that's that higher side that comes into your life. Same with losing things like car keys. You can't remember where you put your car keys. You go through the procedure saying, well, I saw it here last. And then you stop thinking about it, and then the answer comes to you. And it's how it works all the time. You know, it gives you that answer without you really having to try very hard to do it.
So why is it that we don't trust our gut feeling? How do we even know if something is an intuition or a gut feeling, or if it's just a random thought?
You don't. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. You've got to try. It's like what I do, you know, my work. I don't think about what I'm saying. I just say it.
Right.
I mean, the cards are there to guide me, but whatever comes in my mind, I just let it out. And a lot of it's not actually shown in the card, so it's just using that higher side to create a different sort of pattern of thought. So you're not sort of thinking consciously all the time, you're letting the subconscious take over. And that's what the intuitional side is all about. It's just letting the subconscious side take over. You know, there are many times in my life where I've done something which other people think, why did you do that? But it's led me along a different path, you know. I mean, recently, well, not recently, let's go back a few years, I was led into what I'm doing now. I wanted to seek the advice. I didn't know anybody where I lived particularly, so I couldn't talk to anybody about what I wanted to do in the future. So totally out of the blue, I decided to go and see a clairvoyant. And it's not something I'd ever thought about before. I'd just come out of the British Army. I was coming out of the British Army for after 22 years. And then decided to go and see this lady clairvoyant, or a clairvoyant. I looked in local yellow pages with about five or six people there, all advertised. And everyone was either an answer phone or nothing happened. The only one that answered was the lady I saw eventually. I couldn't see her straight away because there was problems. So eventually I got to see her on a particular day, which I now know is a very important day. I went to see her. She told me all about my future, a new lady coming into my life, a new career, which I've known about anyway, so leaving the army. And that then transpired. I recorded it. She recorded it. I put it on tape. I get back and listen to it again and wrote down and trying to work out what it was she was talking about. And eventually I thought, well, maybe the lady she's talking about is her. So I made an arrangement to go back and see her again to talk about other things. And I was sort of explained to her that, you know, I just come out of the army, my marriage was breaking up, my wife and I were separating. When I could find somewhere to live, I'd be there. And she said, oh, you can come and stay here for a couple of days if you want, on a couch, which I did. And being there, our whole house was full of tarot cards and books, and I just got into it. I picked up a set deck of cards, and it meant something to me. So it's following that sort of procedure. You know, you think it's a random thing, but it's not. You know, I had to be doing this in my life, and that's how I got into it in the first place. There are other times where I can remember. My third marriage was coming apart a little bit, and I was not living at home, but a friend of mine said, why don't you come to Cyprus? Basically, go to Cyprus working quite often, really. So she found me a place to live and everything else. Which is where I met my fourth wife, you know, unexpectedly. She came round, she wanted a job, basically, and I didn't have anything. But she came round, and we got together, and that was it. You know, it's the unexpectedness of the whole thing. You kind of move forward into new situations by following your feelings, because that's all they are, just feelings, you know. And that's how it continues. It goes on that way. And recently, I moved to the Philippines. I met a lady about 8 years ago online, and eventually we got together. I kind of travel was going to Japan or something. I decided to do a detour in the Philippines and went there instead, to meet her. And that then became my next relationship, my last relationship. But it was just a feeling, just going with that flow of life, you know, not constraining yourself, thinking, okay, I can't do that because what am I going to do? You just go with whatever you feel, and it brings benefits always.
Right. So this just got me thinking. So what is the difference between something that is a destiny or something that's in your fate versus something that's just based on consequence?
Well, it's everything, you know. It's a bit of everything. I mean, we all have a path to follow in life.
Right.
You know, it's not a path which is laid and set in stone particularly. But at some point, I had to be doing what I'm doing now. So I come out of the British Army. I then went into doing what I'm doing now. A total, complete change. And that was destiny. I had to meet this woman to get the change. It was horrible, actually. She was really horrible. But I had to meet her and marry her. So I could be doing what I'm doing now. You know, so you're led that way. It's a destiny move, basically. Mm-hmm. But all the other things, they're just moving towards a period where I'm sort of improving my life. I'm doing things that I want to do. And I think the biggest problem most people have, they sort of reject the feelings they have. They say, well, I can't do that because, you know, it's not socially acceptable or whatever. But you know, your feelings, your intuition should lead you on, should lead you forward to better things. And it may not always come about like that, but, you know, you'd end up perhaps in a situation you didn't want to be in. But at least you learn from the experience.
Right, because I was going to ask you, what if you follow your gut feeling and it perhaps does not give you exactly what you, or makes you feel worse or makes you feel sad, then if you are in that situation, wouldn't your natural tendency be to avoid your gut feelings and think more logically?
No.
So how do you go about that situation?
Well, let's go back to my second wife, the one I got introduced into the tarot side of life.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't teach me anything. I just got into it. I picked up cards, I learned, and we ended up working together. Now, it ended up she was a horrible person. She was a really controlling person, total self-controlling everything around her, including me. And I had to go through that. And eventually I got released from it, if you like. But I look back and I had to go through all manner of difficulties with this woman. But I don't regret it. I don't regret any of it at all, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't be creating the life I got. So I think the biggest thing in life, in most people's lives, is regrets. Now, I have no regrets of any kind. Everything I've done in my life, it was for a purpose. And I look back and I've gained from it.
Wow.
Every single thing.
Wow.
And with it to do with relationships, it to do with my work. You know, it's all been moving forward one step after a time. You know, it's like when I first started to travel, I was doing readings for people in Cyprus, for Cyprus in Singapore and Hong Kong when I was based in the UK. And, you know, this is a following on sort of thing. You follow on. Somebody says, well, would you like to come here and work? Cyprus is the first place. And two ladies organized my time there. And I went there. The next thing I was doing was Singapore. I've always wanted to go to Singapore for some reason. And I was in touch with my clients there and said, would you like to come and work here? So she put me in touch with a lady on the center, and that was it. And the same thing with Hong Kong. And so it goes on. You know, it's just following the flow, this intuitive flow that follows you around, that kind of allows you to take on things that you don't normally think about taking on. And you have to go with it. You know, there's no point denying yourself opportunities. And that's why I live my life, and I have no regrets. I look back, I have no regrets at all. About anything, you know, because everything that I've done for a purpose, a reason, and I've followed my feelings, my intuition, all the way through most of my life. You know, I didn't believe any of this stuff when I was in the British Army, but suddenly became aware of it when it came out, and then I realised I was using it all the time, even before I thought I was using it. You know, I was a mechanic, and I used to go to vehicles broken down in the middle of the woods somewhere, and know exactly what's wrong and how to fix it. Not as a mechanic, but as intuitively.
Wow.
You know, so you were using it all the time. And if you use it all the time, you get used to using it. And that's the thing, you get used to using these things, and then they become a part of a way of life.
Right.
So you're constantly using it.
So how would you work with someone? So how does being a psychic, what does that mean? So how do you work with somebody? So if I were to come with you, what would that look like? So if I don't know anything about a psyche, and I'm very curious,
okay,
and if I were to come to you, what would that mean for me, and how would you be able to help me?
As far as intuitiveness goes, it's simply a matter of trusting yourself. That's all it is. You know, if you get a feeling, then go with it, see where it goes to. You know, it doesn't always lead you where you think you're going to go, but it always leads you somewhere better, you know, and so it goes. And that's all it is. It's just trusting yourself, trusting your feelings. You know, I mean, I've trusted my feelings throughout my whole life, and it's always improved my life, but it's always been a bit of a struggle doing it at times, you know. I mean, I've been married five times, my fifth marriage now, basically. You know, it's a bit too much in there, really. But every time I've taken something from that marriage, I've given something to it
as
well. So at the end of it, you know, you find out that you have these new experiences which you can take on to the next level, the next stage. You know, I kind of keep moving forward. I don't stand still. You know, I don't stop and think, I've got to stop here and wait and see what happens next. I just keep moving forward. And that's what I'm trying to I implore people to do, not to stop, just to keep moving forward. So if you're feeling the need to do something, then do it. You know, don't hold back. You know, if you feel that you need to turn left or turn right instead of going your normal route, then do it. You know, sometimes you never know at all where these things are leading to. You never know that they are going one way or the other. And that's, you know, when I'm doing readings for people, I kind of tell them, okay, what you need to be doing is just trusting yourself. You know, if something comes up and you think, oh, can I do that? You may not know why you're doing it. You may not know what would have happened if you hadn't done it. But when you, while you're doing it, you'll gain something from it.
Right.
You know, so it is, all it is to do is to say, well, trust yourself. Trust your
So
judgment.
When do you recommend someone come to you for a reading? So, and for what issues and for what problems can people come to you for?
Well, all sorts of things, really. Most it depends where I am, I've got to say. You know, what part of the world I'm in.
Okay, how does it differ?
In Europe, North America is nearly always to do with relationships.
Okay.
In the Far East, Japan, the further east you go, the more spiritual it becomes.
Oh, interesting.
So in Japan, I'm dealing with people purely on a spiritual basis. They want to know about their spirituality, how to advance it and get better. Also, similar things. They do want to know about relationships and work and things as well. But it's more geared towards that. So it depends where you am, what sort of things people want to know. But I found out over the many years we've been doing this that situations and problems, everybody in the world has the same side of problems. You know.
How so? Could you name a few? Well, do you mind sharing?
It's various levels. You know, for instance, somebody who is immensely rich might be worried about money because they've lost £1 billion or $1 billion here, there, and everywhere. Somebody who's very poor has the same worries. The worries are the same. It's just the scale of it's different, that's all. And the same with relationships. Relationships the world over always have the same problems. You know, they're always exactly, not exactly the same, but they're very similar. So, and again, in different degrees, basically. You know, in Japan, for instance, ladies there, they tend to be very family orientated, so they're generally looking after their parents until the parents die, and the ladies are generally too old to have a relationship. They think they are. So you've got to gauge them, you've got to try to say wean them off that, but you've got to ensure that they have a life to live.
Right.
Where in the West, you don't get that. You know, the women go out and do their own thing, basically.
Yeah.
But you go to Japan and Asia, it's not like that. You know, people have that great family responsibility, which in Europe, we don't have.
So as a reader, you need to adapt culturally and with time as well, would you say?
We do, yeah. Got to adapt where you are, basically, you know. But my readings are always the same. They always come out the same thing, the same way. It's always, always to do with helping people, you know, because people who come for a reading want help. That's the only reason they come. They don't come to think, oh, he's a nice man, I'll go and talk to him. You know, they want help, and that's what you do. So I always like to think when people leave the reading or leave my presence, they're a lot happier when they came in.
Right.
You know, and they go out with a future.
Right.
Because that's what I give them. I give them a chance to look at their future and say, well, that's what I want to go. That's what I want to do. I've wondered from time to time, you know, whether or not what I tell them is they're going to follow that or situations arise where they think, oh, that's good. I heard about that. He said about that. And I'll do that. You know, and it's people using their own intuition to move forward, to create that life, that better life themselves. It works a lot. It doesn't work all the time, but some people just say, no, I'm not doing that. I've had some very difficult people at times, you know, that they will not listen to what I'm saying, and they just go and keep on doing the same old thing, and they keep coming back with the same old question. And if they just listened a little carefully to what I'm trying to tell them, then they would not have the problems they got.
Got you. So would you also say that, because this is also something that, a conversation that I've had with one of my friends, because I just recently learned how to read the tarot cards, and as I was just doing them to my friends, and I was just giving out my intuition or my readings, they said that, oh, this sounds very generic. This sounds generic, although I resonate with it, I got your message, but it feels like it's very generic. So do you get that a lot? Do you feel like your readings can be generic, but and people, let's say, dismiss you for it, or people not take you seriously for it?
No, I think people take me very seriously. I mean, that's the whole point. You know, I'm giving them what's coming in their future. Mm-hmm. And it's what you do. If you're learning tarot, for instance, I teach tarot quite a lot in Japan, mostly, actually. And it's just letting people saying what they feel. Mm-hmm. It's not just reading a card. It's just saying what they feel as they go along. And if something comes up in their mind and it's not there in front of them, then just say it anyway. You never know. And also, if you're doing readings for people you know, then it's difficult because you're trying to figure out what you know about them, whether that fits in with what you know. Mm. And I kind of don't like that at all. I like saying whatever's there. When I'm doing readings, I never look at the person. Only when they come in, when they go out, that's it, or when I'm asking questions. I don't want to know if they're there, basically. I'm just dismissing them from my mind, and I'm just talking about them, and they're listening. But they have no input. And if they want to have input, I just tell them to be quiet, basically, because I don't like interruptions when I'm doing readings. But it's the way I work. I just work by myself, and I imagine I'm by myself working, and that's it. And anything that comes up, I'll say. I won't sort of hide it. I won't sort of dismiss. I can't say that. Mm. You've got to be a little bit careful, you know, in terms of major illnesses and death and that sort of thing. You can't say things like that.
And why do you not say things like that?
Because I'm not God. You know, I think about 75-80% of what I say comes right for people. But there is a percentage that doesn't, because it could be an alternative path for them to follow. Mm. You know, sometimes you see these things. You see someone who can have a serious accident, and you suddenly feel why they can have a serious accident. And if it's to do with traffic or cars or something, just tell them, just be careful when you're out driving. You know, be doubly careful on this particular period of time. And generally, they avoid things by doing so. You know, they listen and they avoid things. But, you know, you mustn't say to people, you mustn't tell people negative things or things that are going to happen to them because they're going to worry about it, basically.
So it all comes down to how you make them feel when they leave you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you then deal with people who come to you, but they're very skeptical?
They're not skeptical when you leave.
Really, so that's how you deal with them.
Well, I know I'm good with what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, over 30-odd years I've been doing it, and I get compliments and people come back to me and say, this happened, you know, what you said happened. So I know I'm good at what I do. So I kind of put across that message saying, okay, well, what you're going into is this, and you're going to create this. Mm-hmm. Your life is going to get better because of it. And that's how you put it across. You must never sort of give any kind of negative vibes in it at all. Because that's what they stick with, you know. It's like you can talk to somebody and say, have a great conversation with somebody, but you say something negative and that's what sticks in their mind.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't. You give them always positive stuff. And, you know, when people leave my readings, they feel better. Yeah. They always feel better. And that's what you have to do. It's like, you know, it's like being a good human being. You want people to feel better about themselves. So when they go, they feel better.
And would you ever entertain anyone who challenges you, even if they don't come for a reading, if, let's say, you're in a talk or anything like that, and someone who doesn't believe in the work that you do and perhaps want to challenge you, how would you deal with something like that?
I wouldn't bother, really, to be honest with you. I mean, all I would think, really, in terms of that is, okay, you have your belief, okay? I can't prove to you that I'm right. And you can't prove to me that I'm right. It's like people like Penn and Teller, for instance, who decry this sort of thing. You know, it's rubbish. And they get people on TV who say, no, astrology is rubbish.
Yeah.
Tarot is rubbish. You know, it's not real. But they can't prove it's not real. And, you know, all I can say is, well, if you want the proof, you ask the people I do the readings for, and they will tell you what I do is right. But I can't prove to you personally that what I'm doing is right, because you have your opinion, I have mine, and that's it.
Right.
So I ignore it.
So let's say if I am very curious and interested about this, and something in me feels like I do have this intuition or I do have this feeling. How do I then go about cultivating it or exercising it? How can I don't know, for lack of better words, grow my intuition or improve my intuition?
Yeah, you trust. That's what it is. You trust. You know, it's the little things that make a difference. You know, it's like forgetting a name. And you know yourself, I'm sure you've had it. You think, what's that person's name? You can't think of it. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you stop thinking about it, it comes.
Yeah.
And that's your intuition. That's your higher self feeding the information you need. And say if you lose things, you know, if you put something down, you think, what did I put down? But the more you think about it, and it just doesn't appear. And then when you stop thinking about it, it comes. So it's trusting the little things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the big things that intuition proves for you. You've got to trust all the little things that happen. And that's all it is, just trusting yourself.
So what would you say are certain characteristics or certain things that stop you from trusting yourself?
I'm not sure. I would imagine it's a lot to do with culture.
Okay, interesting.
It's to do with your upbringing. You know, if you live in a very logical family, a logical society, you're not going to start thinking in those terms. Mm. You know, there are many things that stop you sort of trusting. But I think, you know, when you're young, you tend to trust your feelings more. But when you become more involved in business and work, then your mind is going to the more logical side, so you're not trusting yourself quite so much. When you get a bit older, then you think, oh, sorry, I'll just trust myself again, and so it goes on. I mean, I've been doing this stuff, this work, since I was 41, really, 34 years ago. And I kind of trust myself far more now than I ever have done in my life. And I just keep on trusting. You know, you trust your intuition, you trust your feelings, and you don't sort of hold back. You know, there are people who cannot do that. Mm. You know, they're just not allowing themselves to do it. They're not allowing themselves to trust what they say, what they feel. In relationships, for instance, you know, I will say exactly what I feel. Mm. And I will let my partner know exactly what I feel. And it's how I am, it's what I do. But a lot of people can't do that. You know, they can't say, I love you. You know, they just are like that. I like you a bit, you know, that sort of thing. But I think, you know, the more you get into this sort of line of work or this side of life, the more you're able to trust yourself, what you say, and trust your feelings. And, you know, the intuitiveness really does work for you in that way. It makes people aware of who you are and what you want from them and what they can give you. You know, it gives you that much greater depth of understanding, if you like.
And I completely agree with that. And I also think in order to get to that point or do just that, you need to really develop your self-esteem, would you say? And so what are some tips that you have to help someone who's perhaps in a lot of self-doubt or struggling with this? How can they improve their self-esteem or trust themselves even more if they're in that point, low point?
There's two ways of looking at this, really, because, you know, you don't have to have super confidence to do what I'm doing.
Okay.
You just have to believe that part of yourself, you know. You have to think, okay, I believe what I'm doing is right, the information I'm giving out is right. But I worry a lot. I personally worry a great deal about things. You know, if I'm flying somewhere, I would go far earlier than I need to go there, just in case, you know. I kind of lack confidence in social situations. I don't work well with people. So I know my limitations, but I know what I do is the main reason I'm living, basically. I'm doing it because I'm helping people. And all the other little negative bits and pieces of me, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. What I'm doing is making sure that people get the best of their lives with me to help them get there.
Wow, that's beautiful. I wish I could spend more time talking to you, Mr. David, but unfortunately, our time has come to an end. Okay. I absolutely love this conversation. It really has given me so much insight, especially when it comes to trusting myself and just going with that gut feeling. So, to end this episode, is there anything that you would like to add on or you would like to end the show with?
Well, I think, you know, we all live together on this earth, you know, not in harmony in any way, shape or form particularly. But, you know, we're all part of the same thing. And I think we need to understand that. We're all part of the same thing. And we're all here to help each other. and that's what we should be doing, helping each other through our own difficulties and allowing other people to be helped, you know. And it's like doing one good thing and somebody else will go along and do some good thing for somebody else, and so it goes on. But it doesn't last long because people stop and think, oh, no, I'm not doing that anymore. But, you know, just be yourself. Do your best for other people. Make sure that people leave you feeling better than they did when they met you. You know, so it's more that, I think.
And this is, you're not the only one who has told me this, but it's all about how you make someone feel.
Yeah.
That's what they take away, and that's what they remember.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's exactly that. You people come into my room where I'm doing the readings, and they have problems. When they go, they've got problems, they feel better about them. You know, they feel they have a solution to them, or something to get better. And so they always go out happier than they come in, which is what I like.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. David, for being with us here today and taking time of your busy schedule to sit with me and have this wonderful conversation. I look forward to having you again sometime in the future. Until then, thank you so much. And thank you to all the listeners who are listening to us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to speaking to you all again soon in our next episode. Thank you. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.